Blog Talk Radio.
To Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio for a Monday night. We're glad that you are here to be with our psychic roundtable that we do each Monday, and we have such a great time doing it with the psychic cop. Chuck Bergman is here, and angel messenger Marilyn Posick. Both of them take your phone calls for your question here on Journey into the Light. So dial on into the phone now and then press the 1 on your phone. Very important to press the 1 because that's how you get in line. 347-884-8245 is the number. You can also call the number on the screen, 319-527-6037. I actually have 2 phone lines. Very nice of them to do that. And long story, but how I got those, but they're ready to give me another line, phone line, Blog Talk was, and going to cancel out the phone number I've had since I started the show 9 years ago. And I said, oh, you can't do that. I said, people know this number by heart. including myself, but my listeners know this number by heart. And they were very nice, though, I have to say. And they said, sure. But anyway, I ended up keeping both. So, all right, I'll keep both. At least the main number, my original number, is the number I always give out. All righty. So, yes, so you can contact here on this show. Now, I just want to go ahead and let you know also that you contact Chuck and Marilyn for private sessions, private readings. They both do those. Their contact information is listed here on the show page, okay? So chuckbergman.com is to reach Chuck, and then Marilyn, marilynposick.com. That's Marilyn Posick, POSICIC.com. And a phone number, if that's easier for you, it is for Marilyn, 602-326-5244. All that information is right there on the show page there. So we will have everybody started here, and I am flipping numbers here really quick. Things, you know. Anyway, I hope everybody's having a great time, making sure all my guests are connected here. And, okay. I think that's it. Okay. So let's welcome my guest to the show, Chuck Bergman. Chuck, you there?
No.
Is this Chuck? No. Okay. And let's welcome Marilyn into the show, and we'll get... Hey, Marilyn.
Hey, Michael. How you doing this evening?
Okay. I'm trying to find Chuck. yes, that was the reason for my stall. Anyway, Marilyn, do you want to tell the folks about your live Facebook shows and all that? Great opportunity to do
sure.
that.
As Michael mentioned earlier, you can reach me through my website, www.marilynposick.com. I'm on Facebook Live 2 days a week now, on Tuesday evenings at 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, where I take your questions and comments about grief and loss. So many people are checking out right now and have been for the last couple years, and a lot of people are going through a lot of grief and, you know, upset. So we're just forming a little community here. People get on there, type in what has happened to them, what has helped them. So I invite anybody to join me live. And then on Wednesday evening, same time, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, I'm on talking all about angels. And people has just gotten remarkable help, comments that I receive on that, just talking about angels. You're welcome to just listen, or you're welcome to type in a question that you have, or any kind of comments, angel experiences.
Okay, thank you, Marilyn. And I think we got Chuck now. Chuck, you there?
Yeah, I had to come in by phone. Are you hearing me okay on the phone?
Yeah, hear you fine. I pulled up someone with your area code. I guess that wasn't you. Was
what
did that
you? Have to say?
It sounded like your voice, but it said no. I said, "Is this Chuck?" And it said no. But was that you?
No, I didn't hear you at all. That wasn't me.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was Chuck being funny.
I did too.
No.
And there was dead silence. I thought,
yeah,
wow.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I don't know who that was. In fact, I tried to get in with that link the first time you gave it. And I thought, well, maybe that was from last week. So I waited for the new link to pop up, and for some reason it won't let me in.
Huh. That's weird.
Well, at least I'm here. It looks like it anyway.
Yeah. You're here. You sound good. So it's all good. So, Chuck, do you, well, I gave that out earlier. Anything else you want to give out, Chuck? Contact
No, you did a good job, and, you know, I like guiding people to my website, and there's certainly plenty of there's stories on there you can read about. There's a couple of videos. You can book a reading on there if you'd like to have a one-on-one reading with me, telephone reading. And then if I'm doing group readings in the area, usually that'll be posted on the front page of the website also.
Okay, very good. Well, we got callers here, so why don't we take our first call? And folks, if you would please, way we're going to do it, we're going to do it the same way as last week, guys. Is that right? Angel and mediumship?
Yeah, that works for me.
Okay.
Works for me.
Okay, great. So pick a question. Marilyn does the angel messages, angel readings, and then Chuck does the mediumship. Of course, if they get anything else, you know, they'll add it in as far as from the other. But so think of your question, you know, would you want a mediumship or an angel reading? And then we'll come to your call now and be by your phones. I'll come to you in the screening room. And here we go. Area code 617. Welcome. Can we get your first name or where you're calling from?
My name is Ashley. I'm calling from Massachusetts.
Hi, Ashley. How are you doing this evening?
I'm all right. And yourself?
I'm doing good, hon. How can we help you tonight?
So my question of the night is I'm kind of dating this guy, and I feel like he's pushing me into the friend zone a little bit. So I want to know what's going on with that.
Ashley, I'm sorry, honey. You're breaking up. Could you repeat your question or your statement, please?
I said I'm dating a guy, and I feel like he's pushing me into the friend zone, so I kind of want to know what's going on with that.
You're dating a guy, and you feel like he's pushing you into the friend zone?
Yes.
Okay. Well, the first thing that I'm getting for you, Ashley, is do you have deeper feelings for him than he does for you?
I don't think so.
Okay, that's what I'm getting. I feel like you want more of a relationship out of this than he does at this time. Does that make any sense to you at all, hon?
That's not really what I'm looking for right now, no.
Okay, what do you mean by him pushing you into a friend zone?
I mean, like, we started off, like, kind of intimate and stuff like that, but then now it's just, like, it's just taking a turn where he's being very standoffish.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. I'm going to repeat, I feel like you've got deeper feelings than he has for you as far as an intimate relationship right now. So what I would do in your case right now is just kind of back away a little bit, like kind of take a step back and see how he reacts. And if it continues like that, then have a talk with him and say, okay, you know, we started out intimate. Now I feel like you're becoming more distant. And what's going on here? But I would highly recommend you for right now just taking a step back and taking a deep breath and see what happens with that.
Okay.
Okay, hon?
All righty. Thank you.
Have a good night.
Me too.
Are we still here, everybody?
Okay, I'm here. Is Chuck here?
I am.
I'm sorry.
I'm here.
Okay, I just came back from the mediumship. Came back from the screening room, so all right. All right, so that caller is gone then, right?
Right.
Okay, great. Okay, so we're going to go next, guys, to Florida, Brenda, who is looking for a mediumship reading. Brenda, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Yes, hello, Chuck. I'm hoping that you can give me a message from a child of mine that I think has recently passed, but I'm not sure.
Ooh, okay. This is one I kind of reluctant to do it on the radio, but I'll give it a try. What I'll do, which is let any real medium. Go ahead.
My real question is, where can I find him?
Are you sure he's on the other side, or do you not know if he's on the other side? I mean, do you know or not?
I don't know, but I have I've been told by a couple of other psychics that he is on the other side.
Hmm.
He's listed as a missing person.
All right. I'm going to, first of all, my format that I'm going to use right now will be one that if I give you a few things and you're not at all you have no clue what I'm talking about, then I'm not connecting with him. If he's on the other side, he would want to connect with Mom. He would want to give information that is from him. This is the way I work it. And so far, even with many police cases I've done, I've never been incorrect on whether they're, which is really, I don't like doing them, whether they're missing or they're on the other side. So let's assume he's on the other side, and if he is on the other side, if I give you a few things that match up, then we'll take it to step number two, which is trying to figure out where he may be located or what's going on with him. I feel like I'm starting to get something now. Did he recently go through a major disagreement with a girlfriend, perhaps?
No.
Okay, I'm getting
not
a female. I'm sorry, what?
No, not with a girlfriend, no.
Would it be the other way around, boyfriend?
No.
Okay. You're kind of indicating there was a disagreement with someone, though, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. When I said whether wife, girlfriend, or whatever, all I'm getting is the disagreement part, okay? And if I'm getting anything at all, I'm even feeling that term, disagreement, is coming in from him. And I'm assuming or I'm feeling that this would be with someone he cared about, I'll put it that way, whether it's wife, girlfriend, or even family member, that he had the, or even dad, if he had the disagreement with dad. Let me ask you this about your son. Why do I feel like his hands would be rather weak? Why do I feel his grip or his hands are not full strength?
I don't know that.
Okay, anything going on at the end of his life where he may have been weakened, very weak? I feel like that's the word I want to use here. Was he under some kind of either a drug influence or something like that that would make him not able to fight for himself? And I almost have to wonder why I'm going down that road too. But I'm feeling very weak as him.
He had been extremely depressed for at least 2 years. And he had been taking drugs, yes.
Okay, it's the weakness that I'm feeling. So I'm feeling if the way I do this is if I'm feeling anything at all, then I'm feeling it's got to be coming from him right now. Let's see. Is there something white porcelain that you favor, either an angel or archangel, something like that? I'm seeing white porcelain, and I feel that might have an importance to you. To your faith?
No, I'm sorry. That doesn't ring a bell for me.
Think of white porcelain. Why I can almost touch this. It's so vivid right now. White porcelain something, and it could be something you touched at a shop recently or whatever. It could be something in the home. But I know there's a reason for him to talk about this.
I will write that down and think about it later, but nothing is coming to mind right now.
Okay. I'm still receiving white porcelain, and it's very shiny. I feel like I almost want to pick it up, clean it off, touch it or whatever. But for him to even show me that, there's got to be a reason behind it. And that's kind of my goal here. I'm trying to get him to give me things that you will recognize, and I'm telling him that already. Let me try this, Brenda. He's talking about if you do find him and if you find, say, a body and it's going to be a burial. Within the last few months, was someone else buried? Did someone else pass away?
Well, actually, there are people around me who are not family but friends who are losing family members. Yes,
that's what I want.
There's been quite...
Yeah, that's what I'm getting, though. I'm getting that this he wouldn't be the first. Like around me, there haven't been any funerals in a while. So if this same thing happened to me, you know what I mean? I shouldn't know that other people are also passing around you, but this is what he's giving me. I feel like I am looking at your son, and he's giving me a little bit of, he's trying information. He's a tough communicator, though. He's not like most that I get. I put him on the quiet side and low, very low energy. And if he was low energy when he exited the body, you can imagine now without the strength of the body to help him out. Try a couple more things here. Brenda, you as mom should be top rating, but he's giving another female top rating along your side. Is there someone else that would have helped care for him or look after him, someone almost equal to yourself that he would want to reference?
There is someone that he was closer to than to me, but it wasn't another female.
Does it matter? I'm just getting that we've got mom, but then I've got... Go ahead.
Should I tell you?
Go ahead. I'm trying to figure out what he's showing me. I'm trying to understand it.
Yeah, he was closer to his twin brother.
Okay.
They were very tight.
See, that would be the bloodline that I would be feeling. And I felt that I've got mom, which typically mom is going to be top of the pyramid, but I felt there was someone at least equal to you, which is even a tough thing for me to be saying to you, but in your own words, you're saying he probably tried to look up more to his twin brother, and I hear that with twins all the time. Is name Greg going to go anywhere? Greg or G name? I'll take anyone in the family.
Anyone in the family? No.
G,
I'm sorry.
I'm getting the letter G, and it could be a location too. So I don't want to jump the gun yet. Who plays the stringed instrument?
When he was a child, he played the violin a little bit. He had a violin.
Perfect. That would fit the strings that I'm seeing too. I would have accepted guitar, but I wasn't seeing that. It felt more like I had to use the term stringed instrument to get me to it. I'm going to say I feel he is on the other side and undiscovered so far. Body's not been discovered yet.
Yes, and the police have no clue where to start looking, and neither do I.
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can ask him. I feel he did travel from your area, and I got a symbol only showing me a bus. It doesn't mean he went by a bus. It could have been a ride from a friend or a plane. It could have been anything. The word transportation comes with the word bus, so I am getting that. Don't look under your nose. You're not going to find him right around the home. So travel is involved, and if I bump into him, is he going to wear like a skull cap, a watch cap? I feel like he's got something on his head. Would that be normal for him?
If he was in a winter place, he would wear a watch cap like that, but not in Florida.
But I'm feeling that on, like, I'm wearing one myself. So, in fact, I'm even feeling kind of itchy from the wool and all that, making me feel like where he's at, that's what he would be wearing, but that would be common for him to wear that.
Well, he lived in Canada for a while and really loved it there.
Okay. I'm asking him thumbs up or thumbs down, and I'm getting a thumbs up, but I'm a little reluctant to give you that as a definite. It could be, part of my own wishful thinking here that we can kind of solve this for you right away. Sometimes these cases will take, even with my help, a few days. That's just the way it is. Let's see if I'm gonna any more of a sign here. There is a dog on the other side with him that he loves. I hope there was a family dog. Did you have a dog that would be on the other side?
No, we did not have a family dog, but the missing person flyer that the police put out has a picture of my son on it holding a little dog.
I don't know where the dog
came in.
But if he's showing me the dog relationship, I'm still liking that because all I can do is say, this is what he's showing me, and that's what I'm doing with it. You have been getting yourself in trouble with other family members because of your persistence with this, correct?
Yes.
Well, there,
yes,
he's saying,
they're...
Do not give up, do not give up, do not give up, he's saying. I'm feeling outdoors with him also. I got to tell you, I feel like his body right now is outdoors. And he's showing me he was weak, he was depleted, he was... When he left the body, he was just so weak he couldn't stay there any longer. And I'm going to tell you, I'm seeing a convenience store nearby him too, but I don't know where I'm at with this. I do feel cold, like Canada would feel, and I'm feeling a convenience store very, very close by.
Yes, he left my house on foot. He left my house on foot, and he hadn't eaten in 2 days before he left, and I... You know, I don't know. He was pretty much not eating. Okay.
All right. There's only a couple of things that you didn't understand yet, and I've had people later on email me and say, now I know what you were talking about. Sometimes, hold on, he's trying to pop back in again. I tell you, he's screaming at me right now that he didn't plan. This wasn't planned to go and commit suicide or leave. He needed to get away, yes, and he's showing me that he had demons that he really couldn't fight any longer, and he doesn't even understand why he took off and left the way he did. He doesn't really understand it. Ah, boy.
Yeah, he talked about being tortured. When he was here, and I don't even understand that. So.
Oh, it happens to people. Believe me, I've had several that have gone to the other side, and basically they were driven to it by what we call demons. You know, they can't take it much longer. Let's see if I can get any.
So he didn't commit suicide. He just got very weak.
What he showed me, but it's, he thinks it's going to appear that he did all this on purpose, but he did not. He couldn't fight the demons any longer, and that he was so weak he just simply exited the body the way he did. He couldn't take it anymore. And in doing so, he does get to see everyone. He gets to see what the family's doing. And like I've reported on the show a few times, he even can read your thoughts. He can read your mind. So keep sending him love and encouragement. And he may even give the name of where he's at to you. But let me think of one more thing here, because I think this is important. In 7 days, we will know where he is. In 7 days, we will know where he is. And that's coming from him.
Okay.
So someone else is going to find him, or something's going to happen. Where, and I don't usually jump the way I'm doing with you this quickly. I usually want a lot more validations and trust them enough before I start coming out with this kind of information. But, you know, things are kind of wrapped tight on a show like this, so I can't really work the validations like I normally do. And why do I feel I want to laugh at his middle name? Why do I think he's got a funny middle name?
Well, it's because, well, his middle name is, he has the same middle name as his two other brothers. The middle name was named after his father, and it was kind of funny that they all had the same middle name.
Okay, it's funny, because of all things he could talk about, he's bringing light to that, because he knows it's something I would have no way of researching or knowing about. But he did say there's something funny about the middle name, and I had to say that to you. So I got to tell you, he's a loving kid, though. I feel like the torture he went through, I just want to hold him right now and let him know that everything's okay and fine. And I just feel he's very, very caring, more than the average kid his age would be. So I guess the sad news is, you know, he is on the other side from what I'm getting.
So would it be good for me to call you for a phone reading, since I need help in 7 days?
I would say that would be the best way to do this, absolutely. And then I can dedicate the time. And if you look on my website, I've got a calendar, and I'll certainly go overtime with you or whatever I got to do for you. I'll be happy to But what I would like to do is my normal practice is to go very methodically through each little thing, and I don't like jumping the gun. A missing person versus a deceased person is a major step. And I hate to say this, but there are too many beginner mediums out there who are going to jump the gun right away. Even though you told me others said he was on the other side, I didn't let that influence me at all. If I get that he's on the other side, then I know how to work that. But that's one thing I never jump on right away, because you don't want everyone hurting over something that's not true.
Yes, I appreciate that.
We've got to move to our next call, but do you have Chuck's website, Brenda?
I do. I'll set up a phone reading.
Okay.
Thank you so very much. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and our prayers are with you. All of us will be praying for you. What's your son's first name, just so we can...
His first name is Derek.
Derek, okay. Now, also, I've had him do it where I make contact, like a brief contact like this, and then they may come to me. Sometimes they'll even show up in my kitchen or whatever, so at least I'll ask, is this Derek, and, you know, take it from there. And then that's extremely accurate information when they go to the extra effort and show themselves like that. So I'm going to give it a try and see if I can connect with him before you even book a reading.
Thank you, Chuck. I will book a reading as soon as I can.
Okay, Brenda. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Take care, Brenda. Sending prayers out to the family for sure. That was amazing, Chuck.
Yeah, I don't really like, even when I get people one-on-one in their home or my home, it's a very serious charge where you're going to come up with that type of information. You know, you don't want to mislead someone or hurt them for no reason and find out later that Derek's okay. He's just like in a facility somewhere with a friend or whatever. And so far, I'm batting 100%. I've never miscalculated that part.
Wow. That is amazing. I know we need to get to the next call here, so let's go to Boston, and this is going to go with Marilyn on this one here. Christina, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Yes. Hi.
Hi, Christina. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good, and you?
You must be really celebrating tonight, right?
No, why? What's going on?
With the Patriots win yesterday?
They did?
The game.
What part of Boston are you in, dear?
In Madison.
I'm not familiar.
I
spent 5 months there many years ago. Yeah.
Oh,
very pretty town. Very pretty city.
Yes.
So how can we help you tonight, dear?
I have this guy, so I've been trying, I don't know if I should let him go or do I need to try any harder with him. So I don't know what's going on. Because he hasn't, like, actually talked to me about his feelings, so I don't really know what to do. So I kind of need some help with that.
Okay. How long have you been with this guy?
Well, for like 10, 11 months.
Okay. And before you met this guy, did you go through a bad breakup? Because I feel like you've got a heavy heart.
Yes, we did. Went to a breakup, yes.
Okay. What I'd like to see for you, honey, is work on your broken heart, because I still feel like there's a lot of cords attached there from a previous breakup.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like for you to get more joy, more love within yourself. Okay, and I feel as you become stronger, you become happier with yourself, and you do whatever kind of work you can do to, like, cleanse and clear that heavy heart, those heavy heart strings is what they're saying to me. I feel like the relationship you're in right now will start to dissipate. I don't know whether the relationship that you're in right now, like if he was able to feed on you because you were down and out when you met him, but I feel like as you get stronger and get more loving and get more forgiving of yourself, You're going to become stronger, and I feel like this relationship that you're in now will become weaker, and that will be a good thing. I don't think that he supports you enough. I really like to see, like, you get into a relationship with somebody that's going to bring a lot of love, a lot of fun, a lot of joy to you, because that's what you need right now, instead of, like, constantly reaching out and, you know, saying, you know, will you love me? Would you show me more affection, more comfort, more support? Does that make sense for you, dear?
It does make sense in a lot of sense, yes, it does.
And what I'm getting with you right now, do you talk to angels?
To who?
To angels.
No, I don't.
Okay, because you got Archangel Michael with you right now.
What is it?
I'm sorry?
What did you say?
I said you have Archangel Michael with you right now. I'm seeing this big angel with you. And it's Archangel Michael, and in my opinion, Archangel Michael is the most powerful angel out there, and he wants you to know that he is with you, that he is protecting you with his white light, but mainly what I'm getting with you is the blue light for love and comfort. So when you need that extra comfort, that extra support, just give Archangel Michael full permission to be with you. And just imagine blue light, like, you know, big massive wings giving you a big old angel hug and bringing more love and comfort to you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever get, like, flashes of blue out of the corner of your eyes, or are you seeing more blue lately?
No.
Okay, start paying attention to that, because I'm getting a lot of blue with you. And that's
it's like my favorite color.
Okay. Yeah, I'm getting a lot of blue with you. So angels won't interfere in our life unless you give them permission. So what I would do is just start, you know, saying, Archangel Michael, I give you full permission to be with me, to bring me protection, to bring me love. And then start paying attention to, like, getting flashes of blue out of the corner of your eyes. And you'll know that that will be, like, your sign, your symbol that Michael is with you.
Interesting.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, honey. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks for your call there. We appreciate it. Yeah, Chuck, did you tune out of that game early or something?
No, actually, I went to bed early. Kind of called it
halftime?
A night. And right in the middle of halftime, everything was being DVR'd anyway, so I thought I'll watch it, you know, the next day. But when I woke up the next morning and I heard the news who won, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, it was amazing. Come back, man.
Oh,
that,
I can't wait to see that, it actually happen, though. Now that I know the outcome, will be fun.
Oh, you haven't seen the second half yet. Oh, you got to see it. There's one amazing catch, you know, from a receiver. If it wasn't for that, it would never have happened. And the catch was, even Brady said, it was just unbelievable. It really was. But amazing things. I thought it was over, too, at halftime.
Yeah, I gave up, went to bed, so.
Yeah. I think Trump did, too. So he left in the motorcade, it said, so. That was the end of that.
Well, they said Trump predicted the Patriots winning by, I think he thought 8 points.
Yeah.
And they've been playing that clip all day.
Well, I won't get on to him for that, so.
All right.
Let's see. Let's go to our next call then here on Journey into the Light here with Marilyn Pasek and Chuck Bergman. Let's go to my good friend, longtime listener of the show. I think she listens to every one of my shows, but she don't call in much. And she's a sweetheart from Pennsylvania. She's going to has a mediumship question. Carol, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm on another phone.
Okay.
Hi, Chuck.
Better,
hi, Marilyn. That's better. Good.
Hi, Carol.
Chuck. Hi. my husband passed away a week ago. Is this too early to see how he's doing?
Not at all. You know he's doing fine. He's in very good company up there, but a lot of people ask that question. And, you know, some mediums will say they want you to wait up to 6 months and then give it a try.
Uh-huh.
A lot of mediums have that policy. I don't, because I figure if you could hear something tonight from him, from your husband, I'm very sorry to hear of your loss. That's
Thank you. Not easy.
I know it's a whole change of life for you now.
He's
here now, and I feel he's talking about either wearing a double hat, two hats at once, or owning many, many hats. Do you know what that would be all about?
Yes, he owned many hats, yes.
Okay.
All kinds of hats, yes.
Good. That means it's not too soon. Oh. He is here, and he's giving you one single rose right now out of love. And because he's only giving you one single rose and not a bushel or whatever, it gives me a certain feel, Carol, and that feel is that you don't need flowers. You don't need watches or rings or earrings. You don't need any of that. You just need a hug from him. So he's throwing the flower over his head now and giving you the hug that you've been looking for. Now, listen, I feel like there's something wrong. This is another just a validation, but something's going on with the kitchen sink isn't right. I don't know if it doesn't drain properly or
Okay, that's in my bathroom.
Okay,
space.
I'll
it's
even
not
take
draining,
that.
Right?
It's not draining right, and that's what he's talking about. And what I was seeing is the plunger to make me feel that way, going up and down.
Oh, my gosh.
Carol,
that's me plunging it.
He's around you. He's around the home. He's doing great over there. He said he loves it. And finally, now you're going to love these words, he's off in a corner enjoying music with no interruptions.
Oh, my goodness. Music. His last days, I put music on for him.
Oh, you're still listening and loving it, and you did the right thing. You did the right thing, Carol.
Oh my goodness. Oh, I thought I seen him the other night. I'm not sure. Things are moving, and I can't explain why it ended up there. My daughter had a vision of him smiling. I'm glad I called. Oh, he's having a good time up there?
Yeah, he put both arms out and showed me, look, I can move him. I feel good. I'm happy.
Oh, my gosh.
He's showing me that he's in very good, you know, they call it a etheric body when you leave the one that you're in now and jump into one. But I will tell you, a lot of them will show themselves younger, like my own mother and father when they come through for me. They show themselves like 20, 30 years younger in life because that's what they can do. And if I could do the same.
Yeah. What do you see him as?
I just get to see him in silhouette form, but I just saw his arms were out, stretched out, medium build, and I couldn't really make out any facial recognition, like facial hair, nose, color eyes, or anything. But sometimes during readings, they'll actually get in my face, and I can give you certain qualities, so I get to see what they look like.
Towards the end, he couldn't swallow, he couldn't walk, he couldn't stand. He's doing all that now?
That's why he was standing up, and he stretched his arms out for me, and he was rotating his hands up and down, saying, look, I can move, I can do everything now.
Oh my goodness.
And then that's typical of them. That's very typical.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
See, aren't you glad you didn't wait 6 months?
I'm glad I didn't wait. I'm really glad I didn't wait. Oh, thank you, Chuck.
Thank you, Chuck.
One more thing.
He's a little disappointed in you, though, Carol.
Why?
Something about a necklace that you have not been wearing, and he wants you to start wearing it again.
Oh, must be the two hearts.
That would make sense.
I didn't know if I should wear the two. Okay, I will, Ben.
He's saying wear it.
Okay,
and
he knows which one. Yeah.
He's great. Uh-huh. He just grabbed you and gave you a huge kiss on your forehead. He says, I'm getting away with this, whether they let me do it or not, I'm doing it. So he just gave you a big kiss.
Oh, my gosh.
he seems like a risk taker.
Yes. 20 minutes before he passed away, I gave him a kiss because he was at home here. He died at home, and all the family was around him. I gave him a kiss, and he formed his lips. He was still with me 20 minutes before he passed away. Yeah. And I'm telling you, my son took a picture, and we got a green orb when I was kissing him.
Oh,
I don't
wow.
know about color orbs. And then
I've seen purple, I've seen green. Green is very healing. It's supposed to be a very healing color.
It was a green one, yes. That's when I kissed him, and there's a green orb between both of us. Yes?
He just kissed you back, so at least he was able to do it.
Oh, thank you, Chuck.
You sound like
I
you
love
were
you
a lovely,
too,
lovely couple, Carol.
Oh, we were. 44 years.
Oh,
44
great.
Years. We loved our music. We loved concerts. We loved dancing. And I played music up to the end for him. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. I brought him home out of a nursing home. And,
oh, good
and,
for you. For you.
And I wanted him home. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, thank you, Chuck. You made my
You're
day.
You're very welcome, Carol.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. Sorry to hear about your loss, Carol. It's the first time I've heard.
I know. I know.
I'm glad
that's okay. Thank you.
In a better place.
Yeah.
So.
He suffered for 6 years with this. Yeah.
Too much.
Yeah.
He had a very rare. He had supranuclear palsy. Very rare. Not many people have it. And it takes your swallowing away, your walking, your thinking, everything. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Chuck, then. Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome, Carol. Good night.
Bye.
Right. What great energy she had, especially just losing her husband just a week ago, you know?
She's always great. She's just every show of mine at night. It still keeps her company, and she's just, she don't call much, but she's always in the phones. I can always see her phone number, and she just listens each show. So it keeps her company, and she enjoys the show. So,
see the difference, though, because she took the time and effort to ask that question, is it too soon or not? And I don't want to go against what some of the leading, if you want to call them the leading, you know, experts in the field.
Yeah.
They but it's they give the person time to heal. In this case, Carol didn't need that. I think this helped him. Definitely helped her. It certainly didn't hurt. So
absolutely.
I say do it.
Yeah. I agree. Okay, let's go to our next call here from Canada, and we're going to bring in Diane from Canada, who's got a mediumship question. Go ahead, Diane.
Hi, Chuck. How are you today?
Great, Diane. How are you doing?
I'm great. Oh, after listening to that wonderful woman, I feel, that was just such a nice message. Oh, that's just beautiful. Anyways, my question is, I'm adopted, and I know I have a lot of spirit around me, and I guess I would just like to know who's around me, and if there is, you know, what supporting I am getting, because there are some grandparents I don't know.
The only thing I did, while you were speaking to me, I did feel the energy of a male in spirit that would be probably on the level of, like, a dad.
Okay.
But I don't know if I can get much more from him. Are you very creative with drawing and, you know, painting maybe? You are?
Yep, everything.
Okay, well,
yep.
This male is letting me know that, just because it's something I wouldn't know about you.
Yep.
He's around you enough to know that, so I'm just going to see if he's got any more that he can add to it. You're also very involved with politics, is that correct?
You know, you're not the first person to say that. I get that all the time, and I don't really know how I'm involved in politics. I can get
very
political.
Let me ask you, do you do any kind of mass mailing or anything like that, like, or contacting congressmen? You know what I mean, congressmen? Or that's the type of feeling I'm getting around you. Anyone else in your family who would fit that description?
Okay, so my great-grandmother that I never met, she was my biological great-grandmother, she used to be an elocutionist, I say it wrong all the time, so it's like a speech therapist to the government, like to government people. She used to teach them how to speak.
She's probably the one giving me this information then.
Yeah, probably, yeah. She's the one, yeah, I think she guides me, I'm just not 100% sure, yeah.
She wants you to be 100% sure, because I'm shifting my energy and giving her all of my attention right now and love. Let me ask you, this is a crazy question, but I love the crazy ones.
Yeah.
If you told me you went for LASIK surgery and it didn't help, it would fit the feeling that I'm getting. Now, it's either on you or someone around you. And it doesn't have to be LASIK. I feel someone tried to have their eyesight improved, but it did not work.
Oh, I wouldn't know. No. I actually was at the doctor's today for carpal tunnel, and I was saying I don't want surgery.
I wonder if that's what I'm getting. To me, I felt it was, I felt it had to do surgery with the eyes.
I have also thought about getting my eyes done, but I have a complicated, I have astigmatism in both my eyes, which is not normal. So it would be very, very, I have thought about LASIK surgery before, but it would be very complicated for me.
Okay, that's what I picked that over the carpal tunnel then.
Really? That's funny.
Yeah, and this is coming from your great-grandmother who would know that these are your thoughts or this is the way you feel about it. People get a little surprised when I tell them they actually hear our thoughts in our head, and I'm not too happy with that, but they hear everything. But
I believe that, yeah.
She's letting me know. She's giving you a lot of encouragement and also guiding you toward the stuff that we're doing here tonight and learning more about the spiritual world and what's going on with it. So,
I do mediumship. I do mediumship. I am a medium.
Great.
Yes. So, and it's funny because I don't usually say it until the person has picked it up. But I don't always think that I'm connecting with my own. Do you know what I mean? So I do tend to go to a medium to help me pick up on my own spirit.
Absolutely. I've done that myself. I do that.
Yeah. I don't like to, but I have heard this grandmother, and I wasn't 100% sure, but now that you're saying this, it's like she's probably always with me. As soon as you started talking about it, I could feel this like strong energy coming around me and kind of holding me. So it's, like, I've never met her. She knew of me. She was the grandmother who made my mother put me up for adoption. And I've had someone say that she saved my life, which I honestly think she did save my life because, it's complicated. But anyways, she was the one who actually geared me to do radio because she says, I have the gift of gab. Yeah. She said, go with your flow. She's like, you talk, just learn to do it. You can do this. And she's always guiding me to communication, which she was an allocutionist. She was that speech therapist, like that really old-fashioned speech therapist where she taught people how to speak.
Wow, and I don't know why, but I know I've heard that term before, too.
Yeah, I know I'm mispronouncing. Yeah, it's a very, very old form of speech therapy where it's not like teaching you how to say words, but it's teaching you how to like do speeches and, you know.
Yeah.
So it's really funny how I get pushed into the politics and that whereas I kind of resist politics. Like I'm like,
well, what it
ugh.
Is, it's her that we're picking up on. The other mediums are picking up on grandmother who obviously was like a politician. And I felt congressman or I felt something like that. You know, I knew there was something there, but I didn't know what it was.
Well, people see me in parliament, and I'm like, I don't know how you would even see me doing that. Like, I don't get it. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I think
don't even
picking
see
up
that
on
in my
her,
life.
And they don't understand. You know, I understand
Maybe.
What I call their language on the other side, why they do what they do.
Right.
And for her to do that, it's more, so as soon as I talk about it, it was up to you to say no, but it fits her perfectly because that's an odd job with the government. That's an important job. I mean, wasn't there a movie out not too long ago about the king over in England, and he had to have someone do that because he could barely speak, and he was afraid of crowds and all that? And
I think that is called the king or something.
The Kingmaker or something like that.
That was a great movie.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to keep you. I thank you so much. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. That really, really helps me.
Good. You're a good listener, too. Not only a good speaker, but a good listener. And that's even more important. So good for you.
Thank you.
I think you're doing everything right.
Oh, thank you, because I usually get told that I talk too much, but I think I do listen.
No, I've been saying it. I can tell when people aren't listening to me, and I don't like that because, you know, you're giving them information, and yet it's going right over their head. That's not happening with you, and you did plug in a couple of things I was having a hard time with, and even when we got on the eyes, you tried to put it in one direction, but you were good enough
oh,
to say no.
Okay.
Now I remember. Now I know what she's talking about.
No, because my eyes, because I have to wear reading glasses when I'm doing my artwork, when I do very, very fine drawing of artwork, and I have to wear glasses, and I always think, well, do I wear these glasses or do I get surgery? Because it's, you know, I'm getting older, it's getting to be a problem, and my artwork is very important, and I know my guides are, or my guides, my family that have passed over are pushing me to do this artwork, and it's
they
like
are.
Well, guys, you know, I can't always do everything, you know, they're pushing me everywhere, and I feel like I'm like standing in the middle and one arm's being tugged the other way, and it's like, okay, everybody's got to start getting together and start helping me a little bit more because it's really hard.
I'm sure. It sounds like it.
Right. All right. Well, I'm going to go check out your website, and I think I might try and book a reading with you. I'd really love to talk again.
Sure. I'd enjoy talking with you.
Okay. Thank you, Chuck.
You're very welcome. Enjoyed it. Have a good evening.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Thanks, Diane.
Bye.
Bye.
You're welcome.
All right. All right. Well, that fills out an hour of the show. why don't we, before we wrap up here, Marilyn, why don't you tell the folks how people can reach you and your shows? And I know you're coming on tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern time here on Journey into the Light.
Yeah. The best way to check me out is through my website, www.marilynpossick.com. I have a couple little videos on there, and I am the author of 3 books, and all my books are listed on there as well as Amazon. And I will be live back here tomorrow night with Michael on Journey into the Light. And then right after that show, I will be live on Facebook talking about grief and loss on Tuesday night, and Wednesday night talking about angels, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
All righty, and Chuck?
Okay, my website is chuckbergman.com. Bergman spelled B-E-R-G-M-A-N. And let's see, I've got a couple of videos. You can see me on a A&E appearance that I did. I've got that video on the front page. And one more I really like to push because I think it's great. If you're ever going to have a reading, we've got little highlights of different readings I've given. And not only is it strange validations that I'll give out during a reading, but I like to point out the people that are real active and participating, like Diane just did and got involved in the reading, they get the better readings. If you want to go into a reading and be rather yes, yes, no, no, or whatever, that's kind of boring, and it's boring for me, and it's boring for the spirit world. And then we just want to get the reading over with. So participate. Have fun with it like the people on the video on my webpage. You'll see what I mean when you start hearing it. You hear them laughing and really getting involved. So 2 books on there. If you want to order one, click on the book and it'll take you to Amazon. You can order the books. Very good read, both of them. And that's about it.
All righty. Sounds great there, Chuck. Well, I've enjoyed the show. It's been really fantastic readings tonight, and as always. And so have a good weekend, Chuck. And Marilyn, I'll see you back here tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good. Have a good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. Enjoyed it.
Okay. Bye-bye, guys. All right, everybody, and thank you for being here. We appreciate all of you. I'll be back tomorrow on Tuesday. We'll start at 3 p.m. Eastern time. We'll see you then. Much love to everybody. Thanks, Bonnie.